sow. And he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether thou shalt prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Lord, we love you and we come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for the service so far. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing this morning. Thank you for our graduates, God. I pray, God, your blessings upon them, God. Bestow upon them mightily, Lord, your knowledge and your presence, God. Lord, and I pray, God, as you move through this service right now, God, as you give me the words to say, I pray, Lord, you'd speak to hearts. Lord, if there's one that's not saved, help them to realize that today's the day of salvation. Lord, they're not promised tomorrow. And God, have your hand on us right now. And we'll praise you for all you do, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. The Bible tells us in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Matthew chapter 5, and I'll be referencing these scriptures again in just a little bit. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 16 says this, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Graduation is kind of a strange moment. You think about what I'm getting ready to say. You're excited but nervous. Yeah. You're proud but uncertain. You're ready to leave but not ready to go. Think about that. You're ready to leave but not ready to go. For years, your teacher, everybody's told you what to do. For years, your parents told you what time to get up and go to school. You go to school and a bell rings and a bell tells you what else to do. You're getting ready to go into a world now that ain't nobody going to tell you what to do. You're going to have to do for yourself. And I just go ahead and say that to the whole crowd. Amen. You're in a world now that ain't nobody going to tell you what to do. You're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. Amen. I used to tell my kids, and especially when they hit about this age, I remember telling Blake the same thing and Heather the same thing. Oh, Alan Jackson had a song back in the 80s called Here in the Real World. I ain't always been saved, so don't look at me like that. But the song talking about here in the real world, it's not that easy at all, amen? And you're getting ready to find out what the real world is made of. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, there's a lot of folks that's in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s that still ain't figured out what the real world is made of. Amen. We got to understand something, folks. We're here to live life. But the thing about it is, you can't be worried so much about life that you forget about eternity. I want to preach just a little while on Now Go Change the World. And I'll make reference several times in this passage about hearing the real world. But I just want you to realize something. I love you. And we're praying for you. And you got a church family that loves you. And I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and say this right now. Some of you have already gone through college. And it'd be good for some of you graduates to maybe talk to these two ladies right here. Because they've already faced some things that you're getting ready to face. They've faced teachers trying to change your mind. They face colleges trying to distort your view of religion and distort your faith. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, you know how you've been raised. Amen. You know how you've been raised. I'm talking especially most of you right here. You know how you've been raised because you've been raised in this church. You know what you believe. Stick to what you believe. Amen. And I'll go ahead and say that to the whole crowd. Some of y'all know how you've been raised. Some of you was raised right. Some of you was raised in church. And you're not living like you've been raised. I might as well just go ahead and preach this morning. Amen. Y'all, I done got you here. You ain't going to leave because your graduates are here. Amen. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you the truth. Some of us need to get back to the way we were supposed to be living. Amen. You know how you were raised. You were brought up the right way. But you're not living where you're supposed to be living. I better get back to preaching to the graduates. Amen. God hadn't brought you this far to let you down. I'd like to reiterate that to the whole crowd. God ain't brought you this far to let you down. God's got something in store for each and every one of us. And God's got something in store for each and every one of you. Now, don't you just notice just a few things? And the real world's going to test you. You think you've been challenged in high school, you just wait. And I'm gonna speak to these two that's graduating. You think you've been challenged, and some of them's already faced something. You think you've been challenged in school, just wait. I'll kind of just throw this out at you. You know, I was challenged when I went to the highway patrol. When I was going through school, I was challenged. We were challenged with shooting. We were challenged with driving. But let me tell you something. When you're on the side of the road and somebody pulls a gun on you, that's a whole different world. So you think you've been challenged. You think you've had to go through some stuff. Guess what? The real world's going to test you, and it's going to test you hard. And we got some witnesses in this building right now that'll say amen to that, because the real world will test you. Amen. It'll try you. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, he said, "Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. So ever thou goest." School tested your knowledge, but life is going to test your character. School tested what you know. Life is going to test who you really are. And you're going to find out when you go to college. You're going to find out as you get into the real world. There are going to be some things that's going to come against you. There are going to be some things that's going to test your faith. They're going to test your character. It's going to test your morals. It's going to test your very being. And you got to stand firm on what you believe and stand firm on how you were raised.
Amen.
Because life ain't fair. And the real world's going to test you. Your morals are going to be challenged. Your convictions are going to be pressured. People and teachers are going to teachers and professors are going to try to tell you, just compromise just a little bit. And see, when we get into the real world, ain't that what the real world tells us? Just compromise a little bit. I know some of y'all ain't. I'm going to preach on me, okay? I know the devil don't never tell none of y'all to lie. The devil don't tell none of y'all to compromise just a little bit.
Come on.
That only happens at the Larimore house. See, the world, got to understand, Brother Tommy, the world don't want what you got, but they need what you got. They need some young Christian people, and we need Christian doctors, and we need Christian people to stand in and be a light to a lost and dying world. Understand something. You can't follow God and follow the world at the same time. You got to make up your mind right now, and I'm preaching to the whole crowd right now. You can't follow the world and follow God at the same time. You need to make up your mind. Hey, Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." Glory to God. We need some people, we need some young people and some older people to stand up and say, "As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Whether I'm in college, I'm going to serve the Lord. Whether I'm working at a hospital, I'm going to serve the Lord. Whether I'm a mechanic, I'm going to serve the Lord. It don't matter where I'm going, I'm with Jesus."
Amen.
The real world ain't going to be fair. Understand what I'm saying. The real world ain't going to be fair. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 4 said this: "He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap." If you wait for the perfect opportunity, you won't do nothing. If you wait for the perfect opportunity, you won't do nothing. The devil's going to make sure that something ain't right, and I'm preaching to everybody this morning. If you wait for the perfect opportunity to do something, you'll never accomplish anything in this life. Because the devil and the world is going to always throw at you.
Amen.
You got to understand something. Some doors are going to close. Some doors are going to be open. There are going to be people promoted in front of you. There are going to be people that you are promoted in front of. But you got to understand something. Whatever you do, do it with thy whole heart. Ecclesiastes teaches us that. You got to be, just go ahead and do something.
Come on.
Let me go ahead and tell you something. You're going to make mistakes. I know some of y'all think y'all made it. Oh, you think I have. I am it. But go ahead and tell y'all, you ain't it yet. And you probably ain't going to never be it. You're going to make mistakes. Don't let that stop you. You're going to come up on some things that make you question things. Do what's right, and God will take care of the rest.
Amen.
Amen. Let me go ahead and tell you something. I know it's hard for y'all to believe because y'all think I'm it. Everybody but them three right there. They've seen Papa and get mad. But I've made mistakes. Jaden, you grew up in this church. And you've heard me say, Julia, Jackson, I'm just flesh. And I make mistakes just like everybody else. And I know y'all two think Eddie is it. He makes mistakes just like everybody else. I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all something. Some of y'all think you it too.
Come on.
And you ain't arrived yet.
That's right. Amen.
And you got to understand something, folks. We all make mistakes. We all fail. We want to do great. You want it to be the best daddy you can be to your boys. And I'm sure you are. And in their eyes, they ain't nobody better. But you still made mistakes. And they had to see that. And what I want you to understand is all right to make mistakes. No, it's all right to make a mistake. Don't let it stop you from doing something. Amen? Because the real world's going to test you. The real world ain't going to be fair. And you're going to have to overcome it. You're going to have to keep on going when everybody else says stop. You got to keep on going when the devil says stop. Keep on going. God never said it was going to be easy, but he did say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you until the ends of the world. Amen. What was the preacher Chris said the other day? He said Uncle Leonard always said he didn't say that the package wouldn't be destroyed. He just said the goods would be delivered. Amen. Here in the real world. See, the real world needs what you got. The real world needs some honesty. The real world needs some Christian values. The real world needs what you've been raised around. And I'm looking at a group of young people. I know y'all ain't perfect. Lord knows I love you, but I know you're not perfect. But I know you're good, quality young people. And the world needs what you got. Julia, you're gonna face some things. The world needs what you got. I've seen you stand here and teach these little kids. I know what's inside of you. Jaden, I know what's inside of you. Emma, I know what's inside of you. The real world needs what y'all got. And you're the only one that can deliver it to them. God's got a purpose for each and every one of us in this building. I didn't realize up, but God was molding and God was doing and God was making me into what he wanted me to be. I never dreamed I'd grow up to be a pastor. I never dreamed I'd grow up to be a preacher. I never dreamed I'd grow up preaching on a Sunday morning to graduates, but God knew what he was doing, amen? And you got to understand that God's got a purpose for you, so fulfill the purpose that God has for you. Amen. There's things that only you can do that nobody else, Jaylen, can do but you. Be what God wants you to be, because you're going to be living in the real world. See, the real world tries to define your worth. See, the real world tries to tell you, know, if you're not Elon Musk or Donald Trump, and the real world tries to define you by how much money you make. The real world tries to define you about the position you have. The real world tries to define you about how many promotions you can get. How many trophies do you have? Talking to somebody this week, we were talking about trophies that we had in high school. I got some trophies somewhere. I don't know where they at. Trophies are gonna fade. They're gonna collect dust. As I was studying this, I thought about it. The chiropractor that we go to, good people. But the chiropractor, they got this big diploma on the wall, Brother Melvin. Dr. Misty Noe. Well, she passed away last year. That diploma ain't doing a bit of good. But I believe she's in eternity. See, the world, You got to understand something, Brother Tommy. Your worth is not dependent on how much money you make. Your worth is not dependent on how big of a house you have. Your worth was decided a little over 2,000 years ago at a place called Calvary. When Jesus Christ, the darling Son of God, decided that you were worth so much that he laid down his life so that you don't have to die and go to hell. That's how much Jesus loved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Hey, Jesus thought you were worth so much that he laid down his life for you. That's how you define worth. When you stand before God, and Brother David was talking about this morning at the judgment seat of Christ, God ain't going to ask you how many degrees you got. God's not going to ask you how much money you made, how big was your car. Hey, you're going to be judged on what we did for him. Amen. Don't let the world define your worth. See, the real world requires faith. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 6 said this, "In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike a good." There'll come a time when you're going to have to take a step by faith. You may not know what to do. You may not know which way to go. But if you'll follow God, everything else will work out fine. I've been saying this for the last few years. If we'll lift up Jesus, Preacher David, if we'll lift up Jesus, everything else falls into place. Amen. That works in church. That works in school. Amen. Hey, some of y'all know that works in school. Some of y'all had some tests that you prayed over, and the only way you got through that test was Jesus showed up and helped you with the answers because you sure didn't study like you needed to. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. Say amen, Blake. I know it. Because I know how I was. But like real world requires faith. Now listen, what is faith? Now listen to this. Faith is trusting God before the answer comes. Faith is trusting God before the job comes. Faith is trusting God before the healing comes. Faith is trusting God before the dream unfolds. Saying, Lord, I'm gonna trust you whether I get the job. I'm going to trust you whether I don't get the job. I'm going to trust you whether I get the raise. I'm going to trust you whether I don't get the raise. God, I'm going to trust you if you heal my body, and I'm going to trust you if you don't heal my body. Hey, like Preacher Billy Field said, I'm a winner either way, glory to God. You got to understand, hey, that's what faith is. And see, I always said this, you know, I don't have a problem believing that God will do it for Clint. And I don't have a problem believing God will do it for Melvin. I don't have a problem believing that God will do it for Preacher David. My problem was always, is God going to do it for me? Let me go ahead and tell you something. He will. Amen. He will. I've seen him work. Every last one of you just graduate, you've seen him work. You know. There ought not be a professor alive that can make you change your mind about believing in God and having the faith that it takes to believe in God. That's the real world. The problem is, I thought about it as I was studying, y'all do realize that Peter never walked on water while he sat in the boat. I know that's deep theological stuff right there, and I hope it didn't go over nobody's head, so I'm going to say it again. Peter never walked on the water while he sat in the boat. My God, somebody ought to get out in the boat every once in a while. Amen. Amen. The real world is temporary. Everything we see is going to fade. Everything we're trusting in right now is going to be gone. But eternity, I understand something. Hey, you can have success. You can have all kind of success on this side and still be empty. But you can have Jesus and have nothing else. And heaven can be your home. The real world is temporary. But eternity is forever. Don't get so busy building a career that you forget to build a relationship with Jesus. I'm going to reiterate that one more time. Don't get so busy building a career that you forget to build a relationship with Jesus. And lastly, the real world is full of an opportunity for God to use you. You say, well, God can't use me. Oh, yeah. David was teaching this morning and doing a great job, and he was talking about something along the same lines of what I'm talking about right here. And my mind always, when somebody says something, there's a poster in the man cave. Charles Spurgeon said something to this effect. Every Christian is a missionary or either an imposter. Every Christian is a missionary or an imposter. We're supposed to be missionaries. You're supposed to let Jesus shine everywhere you go. Whether or not you're working at a hospital or a law firm or nursing or whatever you, or if you're just a welder, glory to God, or a mechanic, hey, you're supposed to be telling everybody about Jesus. And right now, you're getting ready to have an opportunity. Some of you are going off to college. Some of you are going into jobs, and you got an opportunity to let your light shine to a lost and dying world. Because I promise you, they want what you got. They need what you got. And they desire what you got. But somebody's got to tell them. How many remember when you got saved? How many remember when somebody told you about Jesus? You remember when you got down on your knees and you asked God to forgive? You remember how good that felt? It felt like a load had been lifted. Don't we want to do that for other people? Don't you want everybody to have that same feeling? Be what you're supposed to be, and God will take care of the rest. My granddaughters aggravate me to death. I love them. Yesterday and today, I think Annie did it this morning. Papa, you gonna cry? I said, well, I don't know. And I love my granddaughters. I mean, I love them. I told somebody yesterday, I said, if I can't do nothing else, I can make pretty grandbabies. But you know what got me this morning? Abby and Ansley and Jalen. And I've grown real fond of all that. I've watched Julia grow up and Jaden and Emma and Jackson. I've watched every one of these except for Noah grow up. And I'm proud of Noah too. But when Jaden come walking down that aisle, stop. And hug Mike's neck. Because Mike and Brenda stepped up and did what they were supposed to do. Amen. They made a difference in his life.
Amen.
Just do what you're supposed to do. Just do what you're supposed to do. Madeline, just do what you're supposed to do. Emma, Jackson, just do what you're supposed to do. And God will take care of the rest. Now, folks, listen to me this morning. You've come this morning for a graduation service. But God's speaking to you. God's talking to you. You say, no, he's talking to them graduates. No, he's talking to you. That's that voice inside. When are you going to do what you're supposed to do? Bible tells us it's once appointed unto man to die, and after death, the judgment. We got family members in here that you're not living where you're supposed to live. You're not doing like you're supposed to do. And God sent you this way this morning to speak to you. Here in the real world, how are you living? How are you living? Because I'm telling you, here in the real world, it's tough. But if you're not saved, the next world's going to be tougher.
Amen.
If you would bow your heads, I'm going to ask Sharon to come on.